the Old Lincoln School conference room. I'm here to meet with my advisory or my hub, FRB 12, and first wanted to deliver some remarks to you. After the events in our nation's capital yesterday, we decided to use this advisory period to hold a brief all-school assembly and then take part in circle discussions within our hubs and advisories. It is fair, even important, to ask why. In many ways, we gather here today because we do not have some of our usual tools, including the PA system in this hybrid model. Our older students especially know that we sometimes employ the PA to begin to respond to significant events in our school community, country, and world. We do so because we believe that we must name and denounce wrongdoing and violence, offer hope where we can, and pledge to you our ongoing support as a BHS faculty and staff. Also, importantly, as educators, we benefit from student questions and perspectives. At core, all of us at BHS form a community. We come together in difficult times to listen to and learn from one another. Yesterday's events at the U.S. Capitol building merit an announcement and coming together as a high school. While I am sure many of you watched the events as they unfolded, I offer a quick recap. On Wednesday, January 6th, yesterday, both houses of Congress gathered to tally and formalize the Electoral College votes to certify President-elect Biden's victory in the 2020 election. This largely ceremonial process was interrupted by rioters, including many white supremacists and members of right-wing groups who stormed the Capitol building, overcame the police presence, and wreaked havoc in one of our nation's most sacred buildings. To date, 4 people have died, and many more were injured and scarred. The damage done to our democratic principles and to our republic is both real and not easily remedied. I am sure that I joined many, many others in experiencing a range of emotions in response to yesterday. Deep sadness, incredible anger, as well as confusion about how we as a country have come to this. As your teachers and caretakers, all of us at BHS want to emphasize that yesterday's events are not normal and cannot be seen as such. And yet, the violence and chaos not only happened, they were fomented by our own president, who egged on the masses gathering for a rally near the National Mall, just blocks from the U.S. Capitol building, transforming them into violent insurrectionists. What happened yesterday flies in the face of many core principles and traditions in our country, particularly the peaceful transition of power from one presidential administration to another. It raises other serious concerns about where we are and who we are as a country. I'll name a few. The very current and dangerous divisiveness across political lines. The use of lies and manipulation by our own president and many others to deny election results and encourage violent protests. The lack of preparation or response by police and armed forces to this mob of overwhelmingly white people, especially when juxtaposed with the protests of last spring and this summer to incidents and patterns of police brutality against people of color. Finally, the role social media and media in general plays in spreading misinformation and, again, lies. After these remarks, we will engage in discussions within our advisory. No one is obligated to speak, and everyone is encouraged to share their perspectives, questions, and thoughts. Recognizing our diversity of thought is a strength and an opportunity to deepen our understanding of this terrible event in our country's history. We must do so with the sensitivity and care for one another that is central to who we are as a school. We also will have counselors, social workers, psychologists, and administrators available during XBLOC and all day, in school and remotely, for those students who want or need to check in or need support. In addition, we are holding a special X-Block session for our students of color, facilitated by several DHS educators, including our African-American Scholars Program leader, Steph Hunt, and Dean of OLS, Utaro. While we all have strong reactions to yesterday, I and we believe that people of color should have access to particular supports and care. Most of all, please know that all of us at BHS care deeply about all of you, our students. While as educators, we believe in the exchange of different ideas and perspectives, we also take the responsibility of standing firm in the face of tyranny and the power of truth and community to fight back against bullies and despotism. Thank you for your time. Please let anyone at BHS, including me, know how we can best support you today and in the days and weeks ahead. Now let's return to our hubs and advisories to talk and be together as a Brookline High School community. Thank you so much.